And there's a lot going on in the world of Brianna Wu. She's the co-founder of the all-female online gaming company Giant Space Cat. You might remember she waded into the controversy over women in gaming last fall, tweeting about the misogyny of the online movement Gamergate and the fact that women characters in the games are victims of rape and violence. Gamers involved with Gamergate responded with threats of rape and violence and doxing, revealing her personal information. She said she had to flee her home. Yesterday, BuzzFeed reported that it tracked down one of those online tormentors, and he now says he was kidding. He's actually a comic, and he says the Gamergate world has now turned on him. But Brianna Wu is taking his and other death threats seriously. This week, she announced she's pulling her studio out of PAX East. That's a huge gaming festival. After the event, organizers Penny Arcade denied her request for extra security for her staffers. Penny Arcade says they feel they are providing adequate security for all. Brianna Wu joins us in the studio just to look at all of this and start by responding to this 20-year-old that told BuzzFeed that he's part of an extreme comedy troupe in Rhode Island and his online threats to you were a joke.
It didn't seem like a joke to me or my employees. This has had it's had a terrible psychological impact on, you know, on me, on the women I work with. And I kind of don't understand what the joke can be. I've had 57 separate death threats in the last 5 months. You know, some of them very actionable. I can't understand what could possibly be funny about adding to that.
He now says that the gamer world, online harassers, mm-hmm. now think, well, you were kidding. We're not kidding.
Yeah.
And they don't like the fact that he was kidding. Now they're going after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of payback there, perhaps. But
well, I wouldn't wish this kind of harassment on anyone, but I hope he learns this isn't a game. This has very serious consequences for people's lives.
Tell us, what were some of the things that were said?
So he sent me videos, holding up the knife and saying, I'm going to murder you with this knife, Assassin's Creed style. Mm. He's sent me videos of crashing his car on the way to my house and threatening to deliver me justice, sent me countless tweets saying how he's going to shoot me in the head. And, you know, even after I went to court and got a restraining order against him, he continued to contact me and threaten me. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, the judge probably isn't going to think that, you know, violating his restraining order was a hilarious joke. Are you going to take
legal action against him?
If anything, this is going to redouble it. You know, the reason I have chosen to spend some of my very limited time in my career fighting harassment is because this isn't just about me. This is about all women in tech. And, you know, if someone is thinking it's enjoyable to harass and threaten to kill a woman in the industry, we have to take a stand on that. And the precedent here that he's setting, that this can just, this is hilarious. You know, that's even more dangerous.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, if you look at the psychology of people that do finally face trials for threatening to kill women, it's very predictable that that's what they say. Hey, it's just a joke.
So put that aside.
Yeah.
That leaves the Gamergate participants for whom it's not a joke. Tell us what's behind this. You and other women were asking for what?
We just want to have careers like the men in this field do. It's not complicated. Here in the gamer world, there's been an explosion of female gamers, you know, women that like to play games. Just a few years ago, we were only 17% of the market. Nowadays, we're 49% of the market. So, you know, as the female player base has exploded, there's more and more of a tension between the people playing the games and the people making the games or reviewing the games.
There's a tension over how women are depicted in the games.
Absolutely. And, you know, the things that what I have advocated in my career repeatedly is, let's just hire some more women. If you have more women making games and these kind of hyper-sexualized, you know, depictions of women, those kind of go away on their own if you have women at the table.
Well, do they? Because I wanted to ask you about
right,
that.
Yes.
Because I saw recently a picture of you in your office, and there are the characters in one of your games all standing there. I hear that they're lightly based on you and some of your female employees.
Yes.
But they're all, you know, low cut, high cut, you know, in different places. Do you think they're sexualized?
I think there's a big difference. Now, I am part of a generation of gamer. I grew up, and I love sexy, awesome women kicking butt in games. But the difference is, if you play my game, there's never any camera angles that kind of hover and sexually titillate the characters. Like, they're constantly portrayed as people. Yeah, I also want to tell you, something I've said repeatedly going forward is, you know, when I created those characters, I had no idea that, you know, kind of become one of the most well-known women in technology today. Those characters that you looked at, we're actually redoing all the character designs for our PC release because I realize we have a responsibility to portray women differently.
And so how are you going to do that? And by the way, when I say kind of sexualized, they are in the way that Superwoman was. I mean, you know, it's that kind of cartoonish thing. That's how strength in women has been depicted for decades now. Busty muscularity.
Right, right.
But how would you make it different?
Well, what we're doing is we're simply adding armor, you know, to the characters. And I also think that as we're going forward, we have to think about new ways to portray women. I mean, I did not realize this when I started Giant Space Cap 4 years ago, but there are a lot of women out there that are frustrated with never seeing their body type represented in media. You know, there are a lot of women, they're 40, that are frustrated with there never being depictions of women older than 20 in video games. I think the problem isn't that you can't show sexy, strong, powerful women. I think the problem is that's the only way women are ever depicted. And you know, for me as a studio leader, I'm very happy to look at my work, to critically evaluate it, to listen to the women that are telling me their opinions on it, and to change direction. If we don't listen to that feedback, who's going to?
Well, you know, Brianna, this is exactly what the Gamergate haters you know, online object to. Yeah. They say that they've drawn a line. There's no place for social commentary in gaming.
I think it's ridiculous. You know, I enjoy Call of Duty, for instance. This is a very powerful video game, but it's ultimately a game that kind of glorifies militarism, violence, and imperialism. You know, that in and of itself is certainly a political statement. You know, choosing to ignore something is a political statement.
So you're saying that you're making that comment on it is equal to their creating it in the first place.
Exactly. I don't think you can create art outside of political context. And I think if you're a gamer, we've wanted so long for games to be considered serious art. And yeah, that knife cuts both ways. You know, if you're going to say games are art, just like a movie is art, that's going to include artistic critique and that's going to include a feminist critique.
If you're just tuning in, that's Brianna Wu, co-founder of the online game developer Giant Space Cat. Ever since she started weighing in online about the depiction of women in games, she's been hit with threats, so much so that she says she doesn't feel safe taking her company to the huge gaming convention PAX East in March because she said the show's backers denied her request for extra security. Brianna, playing devil's advocate, is that truly their responsibility? If you want extra protection, maybe you could hire it.
You know, I am going forward for it. You know,
because you're still going to be on a panel.
I have two panels I'm on. And, you know, that's a huge professional honor to be invited to speak at PAX East.
And remind me, your concern was not about you. It was about your employees being on the trade show floor.
So something about Giant Space Cat and my company that people should know is we've made a very conscious decision to be the company that will treat women with utter professionalism. And often that includes mothers. My co-founder is a mother of a 3-year-old girl. I have another employee that's going to have a baby in 2 months. And when these employees are coming to me and saying, Brianna, I don't feel safe being in this environment, I have a moral responsibility to listen to them and to take that seriously. Like, that's what we do differently than other game company.
Well, so you are not going to put them on the floor without extra protection, but you are going to provide yourself some and be on the panels.
Correct.
What happens when a company like yours is not on the floor at PAX East?
Well, it has a terrible economic impact for us. You know, we clocked last year when our studio was much smaller. We estimated that we showed our game to 1,500 people a day for 3 days. I did press nonstop. That's a lot of eyeballs that are not going to be on our game. So that has a devastating economic impact for my company and ultimately the women that work for me, you know, their jobs.
Adding to the economic impact you've already had from Gamergate.
Yeah, I've lost so much sleep over this. I waste at least a day a week dealing with law enforcement on it. It's taken a terrible human toll on me.
But then do they win?
I think they've won to a certain extent with this, but I can't make that decision for my employees. I can make it for myself, but I'm not going to make that decision for the women I work with. Right. I'm going to hear them and I'm going to respect them.
But will you ever quit?
No. No. One of the really strange things about Gamergate is I got into development to develop games. I didn't get into development to become a feminist figure, but, you know, that's something that's happened. And, you know, my career is larger than myself at this point. You know, every day I have women writing me, telling me how much they look up to me and appreciate me bringing these issues to the forefront. So, you know, I'm going to stick with it and I'm going to change this industry for the better.
Brianna Wu, her company is Giant Space Cat. For more, you can go to HeroNow.org. Brianna, thank you.
Thank you for having me.